Wake up! Work out! Look hot! Kick ass! Hosted by Denise together with her guests. We'll share many tips on fitness and health. Be fit, be cool, guys.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Ice Kacang and this edition of Be Fit, Be Cool, your weekly dose of fitness motivation.
Woohoo!
I am Denise. I'm a personal trainer.
And I'm Azman, a kickboxing instructor.
And we are your hosts.
Check us out on our Instagram at Denise_TKJ.
And Azman's at AZMANZ. So today is a very, very special episode.
This is our 100th episode.
Woohoo! In it. Yeah,
we should.
Fireworks, champagne. Sound like a rap. Not bad, actually.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I can be a rapper.
So today, as a mark of our 100th episode, we would like to share our story.
We would like to glorify ourselves to you.
Yeah, we'd like to talk about our journey. So we would tell you and share with you our journey in the fitness industry as well as and especially with Ice Kacang Be Fit Be Cool segment.
That's right. So Denise, after you.
Yes. So for me, if you have not listened to the first episode, I started actually as a lawyer. So I was a practicing litigation lawyer. So I go to court for almost 8 years. It's a very interesting job. It is actually. I talk a lot, which is not much difference from a podcaster. I was active all along, even when I was practicing, even before I started working. Since young, I was physically active. So then I decided, active in the sense that I play sports. I also attend gym classes and da-da-da. And I do...
You're not a couch potato.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. I'm active. I love sports. I love everything that's like physically active kind of thing, you know? And I like to talk. So one day I took
Imagine my nightmare.
Yeah, well, you're my partner. So I took up personal training and then later on a personal training course because I enjoyed it so much. Then I became a personal trainer, a coach. Yeah. How about you? How did you start?
Well, I would have to say my martial arts day started when the first episode of Ultraman that I saw. That was maybe about 6 or 7 years old. I wanted to be just like Ultraman, man. I wanted to kick Godzilla's ass.
Okay.
I did. So I asked my dad, can I go join Taekwondo? He said no.
Oh.
You know how disappointed I was? I was appalled. So that went on a few years when I was 13.
Okay.
That's when I started joining karate. So I guess my journey started then. I started off with karate, continued on karate right up until in my 20s until my friend brought me to a kickboxing class.
Okay.
And this kickboxing class is where I am teaching now, TNT kickboxing. So I was 20.
It's like 20 over years.
Yeah, that was in 2000. Well, that was back in 2000. That was my first kickboxing class.
Okay.
So I was a student for a year. After a year, they were looking to expand the gym and they were looking for new instructors.
Mm.
So they asked me, do you want to become an instructor? I said, hell yeah. Because at that point, I was still in college. I get money, free stuff, then move on. I started teaching then. 2001, right up until now. But back then, I was only teaching part-time. I was focusing on my business.
Yeah.
I was running a creative agency. After that, pretty much that's the history, you know, 18 years already in the industry.
And then I met you.
Yes, correct.
We met at a class that
you
were teaching.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, first time I met you, I was actually replacing
an
instructor at a gym. So I went there. I was appalled at the level of skill, except for one person.
Me! That was so good.
She was alright. She wasn't that great. I mean, she was alright. She had potential, you know.
And then we instantaneously click in the fitness sense that I can punch and kick him. Okay, we'll be back after a short break.
Right.
And we are back.
Hello.
Yeah, so we were talking about how we met. Okay.
Yeah.
So I joined Azman's class for a while and then we actually...
We became friends after.
Yeah, quite soon after because we are as gila lah, both of us basically.
Agak lah. Minah ni dia macam mental sikit and boleh ngam lah.
Both also talk a lot of rubbish. Yeah, and then I was called in to do... Ice Kacang. So we actually, the pioneers. We actually started when Ice Kacang was starting up.
When we were one of the first few channels.
Yeah.
This was also through a common friend. That common friend was also one of my students.
Yeah, and one of my clients.
That's right.
And then I dragged Azmon in.
Yeah, my history, my part here in podcast is actually purely accidental. Because Denise was so scared in terms of doing her first recording.
I wasn't scared.
She was like, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God.
Scared.
Then I said, okay, being a good friend, okay, I teman you, we go do the podcast together. It's very easy. It's like, no worries, you know, because I was in the creative line before. So, yeah, pretty much that's how I got roped in,
yeah,
I guess.
I told him, what did I tell you? Just to come and like, just to kickstart my...
Kickstart and be a guest, you know? I was supposed to be a guest. And now I'm like a goddamn furniture.
No, okay, just for the record, I wanted a partner because I don't want to bore you guys with my lone voice. It needs a guy's voice as well. Plus, he's doing kickboxing and I'm doing personal training. So it's a good match. And so far, we really, really enjoy sharing fitness ideas and like everything that's related to health and fitness to you guys.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why we are already on our 100th episode. Imagine that.
I know, right? Just time flies. I mean, I had fun doing it. Mm. I'm still having fun doing it.
In the podcast, if you have not checked out, please check out all our episodes. It's a lot of it is through inspiration from the people around us, like the topics, right, as well as what you guys give suggestions to and what the people at Ice Kacang actually give suggestions to us.
And also the market, how the market is in terms of the industry itself, what was popular, what is popular, what might be popular.
Yeah, all on fitness.
That's right.
So along the way... Yeah, and food, I know. Okay, one of the most popular topics which we gather most of you would like to hear listen on are food.
That's right.
Malaysians being Malaysians.
Yeah, Malaysians being Malaysians.
Food and fitness.
That's right. Yeah.
And in the podcast, we also like to share our workouts, like the ideas, how we can motivate you guys. Because sometimes as trainers, we get more demotivated as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's common among people.
And
that's just being human.
And you guys inspire us.
That's right.
Through the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's our wonderful journey. On top of that, we have also met very, very interesting and very fun people. The studio.
Yeah. Fun people to be with.
Okay. Right now, we want to focus on our journey, but at the same time, we want to inspire you guys to work out. And I just want to talk about one of the workouts that you can do even when you are podcasting, which is a core workout. Yeah, like right now, there's like two types of workouts. This is really, really random. And things that we actually do during podcasting. Right now, you can actually do like the breathing exercises, which is the core exercise.
Unless if you're speaking into the mic, which you can't. You can?
Yeah. Imagine pressing your navel to your spine.
Imagine pressing my navel to my spine.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm talking.
Okay, guys. This is the 100th episode and our journey in Ice Kacang as Be Fit, Be Cool so far.
I would like to thank all the listeners too.
Yes, thank all the listeners.
For supporting us.
Yeah.
And listening to us rambling.
That's all we have for today. Please check Ice Kacang out at their website, www.icekacang.com.my, Instagram and Facebook at icekacangmy.
See ya.
Bye.